Okay. All right, let's get this going here. Yeah, no business.
Okay. This is the sheet here, if you want. This Shabbos, we begin Chumash Dvarim, we begin Parshas Dvarim, and of course it's Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos for Tisha B'Av. Parshas Dvarim is always Shabbos Chazon. You always learn Parshas Dvarim on the Shabbos immediately prior to Tisha B'Av. And there is a simple connection between Parshas Dvarim and the Shabbos Chazon. The Torah describes in the beginning of the Parsha as a recap of some of the major events. There's a recap in the beginning of the Dvarim of some major events that happened in Jewish history, some by him, some by presented in greater detail, not only in Dvarim, but also in Vashana, also in Ekev. But here in the beginning of Vashana, there's a reference to the Chet HaMeraglin. And the Pasuk says in the first source, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Chav Vov, when the Meraglin came back, so below Avisim Lalos, Atam Rosh Pi Hashem Elokeichem. You didn't want to go up to the land, to Eretz Yisrael, and you rebelled against Hashem. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vateirogu Vaoleichem. You grumbled and complained in your tents, Atom, and you said, Besinus Hashem Elson Otsanam Eretz Yisrael Elosayis Otsanam Biyadam Orla Hashmideinu. Because Baruch Hu took us here to kill us, right? Said all these bad things. Vateirogu, Rashi says, the second source there in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vateirogu Lashon Hara. It means Lashon Hara, not technical Lashon Hara. It's not about a person, it's about the land, whatever. They grumbled, they mumbled, they complained. Okay, and we look back in part, this is just a recap. The details are presented back in Parsha Shlach, which is in the third source, Bamidbar, Parak Yedala, the beginning of Parak, starting in Pasuk Aleph, says, Vatisa, Kolo Eidah, Eidah, Kolo Eidah, Kolo Eidah, all the people complained, and they cried that night. And Pasuk Beis, Vayilonu, again, it's in Parsha Shlach, Bamidbar, Parak Yedala. Pasuk Beis, Vayilonu, Moshe, Alon, Kol Ben Yisrael. They all complained against Moshe and Aaron. Only we had died in Mitzrayim, we'd have been much better off. Too bad we didn't. Again, it's parallel to what we have in our parsha. Besinas Hashem Osan, right? Look at Pasuk Gimel, source 3. V'loma Hashem Evi Osan Al Eretz Hazos Linpo Bacheret. Why are you bringing us here to die by the sword? You know, we're better off in Mitzrayim, right? Our parsha is a sort of a synopsis of what they said back then. That's the pasuk or the psukim in Parsha Shlach. The Gemara in Tainus of Chav Testament Aleph says on the phrase in there in Parsha Shlach, by Gedal Pasuk Aleph, by Yivkuam, by Laila, what night was that? It doesn't say in the Chumash what night it was, but the Gemara has a whole cheshbon. So we take a look in Chav Testament Aleph and Tainus, source 4, Tanya, Be'esim B'tisha B'sivan Shalach Moshe Meraglim. Moshe sent out the Gemara has a whole cheshbon. Moshe sent out the Meraglim on the 29th of Sivan. Uksiv Ayashuv Mitoras Miketz Arboim Yom. We know that they spent 40 days scouting out the land. That says later in Parsha Shlach. So Hani Arboim Yom Nechichad Habu. If you're trying to get it to Tisha B'Av, you're short one day, because as Rashi explains in source 5, Hani Arboim Nechichad. Nechichad means you're minus. You're the short one because you have Shnayim Misivan. Because again, they sent the Meraglim the 29th of Sivan. The 29th of Sivan, the 30th of Sivan. Then, assume the Tisha Mitamuz, 29 days in Tamuz, because Tamuz is a 29-day month. There's only one day, Rosh Chodesh Avar. The Tamuz is a 29-day month. So that's 31. And Havu Shoshim Echad, that's 31. Ushmona Me'av, Havu Shoshim Tisha. Then only get 8 days in Av. That brings you to 39. I didn't want to get to Tisha B'Av. So it says there were 40 days. So the Gemara says, no, Omar Abai, back in again, so it's 4. Tamuz, Dahi Shata, Miluyu, Miluyu. Tammuz that year was a 2-day. It was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, a 2-day Rosh Chodesh Av. Tammuz was 30 days. And now war works out. Okay, again, I'm not sitting in the cheshbon, but in the pasuk, the Gemara quotes, the Chsiv, the Gemara there in Tanis quotes a pasuk in Echa, which I printed for you in source 6, Parak Aleph, I'm sorry, in source 8, we'll come to it, but the pasuk is the Chsiv, Kara Alai Moed Lishpor Bachurai. You established a Moed, to destroy my, you know, to bring about destruction. The pasuk in Parsha Shlach back in source 3 that everyone complained and they cried that night. Here's a question. We'll read what it says in the source. Now you have a whole cheshbon. That night that they cried and complained was the night of Tisha B'Av. Okay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the famous Amal Ema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Bechisam Bechiyash Chinam, Vani Kol Lachem Bechil Adoros. You cried for no reason. You cried, rebelled, I'll give you this night, it's going to be a night. Like we say to the children, the grandchildren sometimes, you don't stop coming, I'll give you a minute, something to cry about. Right? You don't stop crushing, I'll give you something to crush about. Right? So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people. You cried on this night for nothing, this night's going to be a night of crying. And indeed, that's what we say in the beginning of Echa, source 6, Parak Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says, "Bachol Sivka Balayla," right? The Tisha B'Av is a night of crying. There's no more intense tears. You know, nights of drenched with tears, all these books and videos drenched with tears and so on. Okay, that's a night of Tisha B'Av. And what's Bachol Sivka? Rashi says in the beginning of Eicha, Parakal, Pasuk, Vayisur 7, Shtei Bechias. Bachol Sivka is double language. Al Shtei Chubanim, because one for the Churban Bayis Rishon, one for the Churban Bayis Sheni, two temples, two Batei Mikdash, just right on Tisha B'Av. Balayla? So what's Bachos is here? Why Dafka Balayla? So Rashi says, Shamikdosh Nisuf Balayla. The Amar Marla Ace Ever Tisibos Oil. The first time Rashi gives it the base, Shamikdosh burnt at night, actually. They set it on fire during the day, but actually most of the burning didn't just fall apart in one second. They let it on fire at Tishbav afternoon, and then it burned through the night. So most of the problem is that's the night after. So then Rashi says, Dover Acher Balayla, Laila Shabuchias Miraglim at Tishbav Garmalahem. The whole Chum Beis Hamikdash trace itself back to this event in the dawn of our history as a people, right? So the first, a little more than a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, happened this event, okay? And therefore, it's Bachos Sivka Balayla. So the Gemara has this pasuk, the Gemara back in Source 4, in Tanis Chav Tesman, quoted the pasuk, Kara Alayim Moed. That's a pasuk in Eicha, Source 8, Perek Aleph, pasuk Tezlov, Sila Chalabirai Hashem Bekirbi, Kara Alayim Moed, Lishbor Bachurai, Gnasar Hashem, Lusus Basuda. Again, we're interested in the middle phrase, Kara Alayim Moed. Now, we usually assume and associate the word Moed with a cheerful, positive occasion, Kachala Moed. I mentioned before, Chalamoid. Yant is a Moedim L'Simcha, Latitan Hashem, Moedim L'Simcha. Moed is a time of Simcha. So it's a little unusual that the Pasuk would use the word Moed in reference to destruction, but that's exactly what it does. So what does it mean? So Rashi sent it. Rashi is aware of this. Okay, probably Rashi says, when well, Karlai Moed, he's bothered. He says, well, in its essence, the word Moed doesn't mean actually a festival. That's how we use it. It really means almost like an appointed time again. Yeah, but it means in a time of assembly. So Rashi says, "Kol Moed Yidas Geisos." It was an assembly of troops, of soldiers. You know, so Kol Moed, God called and announced the time. Okay, the word Moed is related to the word Vad, right? Vayin Vav Ayin Dal Vad. It's an assembly, a meeting. Have a Vada Kasha, Vada Rabbanim, Vada Kav. You know, so Moed is the same word. So it means, right, that's a pshat. Yidas Geisos. But says Rashi, Rav Seinu Darshu Masha Darshu. They say, no, Kol Moed refers to that Gemara, Tammuz, of that year was an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. Kol Moed, because Baruch Hu added a Moed, namely, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Okay, that's how the Gemara understands the time is. Rosh Chodesh, that's Tikkun Moed, right? You know, we didn't say, Uyom Simchaschem, V'moadechem, Rosh Chodeshchem, right? So Rosh Chodesh is also linked to a Moed. So since it was that year, the next day of Rosh Chodesh, what the Pasuk means, that the Rashi and Echo refers to the Gemara in time is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu added a Moed, meaning Rosh Chodesh, right? There was a Shana Shniyah, says Rashi, it says Mitzrayim, L'chach Ira Chazor, says Ravim, Leel Tisha B'Av. That worked out because it was an extra moed, an extra day of Rosh Chodesh, that the Meraglim came back, you know, the night of Tisha B'Av, and that's Shaleh Hupu B'Chiyos Nadar. That's Rashi over there in Eicha. The Gemara Psachim, Ayin Zayin and Aleph, is somewhat something unrelated, but the Gemara says that it's, I see the Karbonis there, but the Gemara says, Psachim Ayin Zayin and Aleph, source 10, Kamash Malon, says the Gemara, the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. You see the Rosh Chodesh called, the Gemara there is talking about the Seirim, the Karbonis, Rosh Chodesh, on our topic now, but the Gemara says, you see Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, because the Amar Bai, Tammuz, Roshat, and Melu, So the intent of the Gemara there in Tainis, when it refers to Moed, that's how Rashi and Eichel says, that's the Amar Bai understands it. But the reference, not the Tisha B'Av, to the extra day of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed, Karal HaMoed, as Rashi says, again, Ayin Zayin and Aleph Pesachim, so it was 11, Tammuz, the Shiluch Meraglim, the Tammuz of the Meraglim year was Miluei Miluei. It was a full month, it was an extra day. V'cholo Arboim did Hupa Tisha B'Av, and the 40 days therefore landed up on Tisha B'Av, Hupa Obechil Adaris, V'yom Ira Chodesh, Karal HaMoed, the extra day of Rosh Chodesh is called Moed. Fine. So up until this point, the phrase Karal HaMoed that appears in Megillas Eicha in Pasuk in Source 8, again we saw Parakala Pasuk Tezvav, Karal HaMoed means, so to speak, what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu established an extra Moed called Rosh Chodesh. That year was an extra day of Rosh Chodesh. Good. However, as we're going to see, many learn, and the truth of the matter is, I mean, leaving that Gemara aside, the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk in Eicha is not talking about Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's a Gemara, as it's Rosh, that an extra day. Okay, the Pasha Pshat is Karal HaMoed Lishbor Bachurai, to destroy my chosen ones, my people, and so on. It's referring to Tisha B'Av itself. The Gemara has an old drasha that it's talking about Rosh Chodesh. Fine, but the pasuk shot in the pasuk is that it is Moed is a reference to Tisha B'Av itself, which is strange because, I mean, again, as it's established, there's no greater day of Avelos. I'm not talking about personal Avelos. Personal Avelos is a different story. That's a relative. I'm talking about the what we call Avelos Yishana, the ancient Avelos, or Avelos of the Tzibur. Public Avelos, there's nothing more intense and more Tisha B'Av. So a little strange to call it a Moed. So as she said, it means the assembling of the troops, but still, it's a strange word to use in the context of Tisha B'Av. Even stranger, that word now produces for us halachic ramifications. Okay, look in source 12, the Rav Yoh. I want to be shown him. I found this in the Rishonim. Okay, the Rav Yoh in Hilchos Tainis, Simatov Tov Tzadi says, Ve'eno nofo b'tachanun. On Tisha B'Av, we don't say tachanun. Now, isn't that about as strange a thing as you can think of? I mean, here, the most intense day of Avil, we omit tachanun on Tisha B'Av. We don't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Why? The Ikri Moed, because it's called Moed. Really? We talk it, don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Tachanun is...
You don't say Tachanun on
Havelos either? Right, for a different reason. Okay, but Enochanami. We don't say Tachanun on Havelos either. Hold that thought, but again, but not because of Moed. Rabbi Yoh writes the Ikri Moed. Okay? And now, why don't we say Tachanun? So he says Ikri Moed. Tachanun, why do we say Tachanun? I mean, you know, Tachanun is the Tachanun gets bad press, right? What are the three things that Jews don't like to do? You don't want to say Tachanun, you want to wash, you want to be fleshig, right? Like, no, I better not have any flesh. I'll be fleshig, you know, sort of be fleshig, you know. I don't want to wash, I have to bench, you know, so, then I don't want to say Tachanun either. Every time there's an excuse. I didn't mention the past somebody published a little safe in English on Tachanun. Someone gave it to me, they said, has a forward from Rabbi Weisman from Brooklyn. He gives it, Navi Shirim. So from Torah Das. So he writes in Agdama, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the din is that a chosin shul, we don't say Tachanun. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so a chosin shouldn't go to shul. So it's the week of the Shavuot, so it's not to deprive the tzibur of the opportunity. Shabur says, a chosin should not go to shul. Yes, the chosin should not go to shul the week of the Shavuot, so it's not to deprive people of the opportunity to say Tachanun. So Reisen writes that he said when he was a chosin, he got married, yes, Moshe Feinstein, so Moshe said, well, if you can find the shul, they won't mind, you know, missing Tachanun, then you can go daven there. So he said, I think I'll be able to find such a shul. I think so. I might be able to find, you know, one shul somewhere. That anyway, but so we omit Tachanun when there's any kind of simcha, because Tachanun is a tefillah of tshuva. We're saying chatasi lefanecha, and you know, it's intense tshuva, and it's bringing up bad things. We don't. So for some reason, simcha, even a minor like Balmer, according to some Chamisha Su'av, and you know, whatever, different minhagim. But Tisha B'Av, I mean, what's going on? So, full disclosure, look in Source 13, the Rokeach, also one of the Rishonim, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Simon Shin Yud, he writes, Shachar is Tisha B'Av ain't no fun our plan, but for a totally different reason. Nothing to do with, this make a mill more like a base of it. It says, Al Shem Sakos van Allah my word tefillah, so sam tefillah. So, he refers to two psukim and echa in Paragimel, I printed in Source 14. One, Pasuches, in Paragimel, Gam ki ezek v'ashaveya, Sosam Tfilosi, it says in Megillat Eicha. I cried out to Hashem and so on, and he silenced my prayers. So says the Rokeach, you know why we don't say Tachanun? We curtail a little bit, we omit part of our tefillah because we, I'm going to show that on this day our tefillahs weren't answered. Right? That's a little bit of an idea of not quite.
We're not.
Basically destroyed. So, of course, we don't say don't up.
Yeah.
But some recognition, you know, that somehow this day, so, or a similar pasuk later in the parak Gimel pasuk Mem Dalet in 14, Sakos men Allah me'avor tefila. You know, you block the tefila. So, okay, Enochanami, but you're not going to tamper the Shema Esrei. You know, so now the Rokeach elsewhere in Shin Yud Aleph says a din that we do follow, not based on Moed, but based on that pasuk Sosam Tfilosi. That is by Kaddish Sholem. We say the Kaddish Sholem. We call Kaddish Tiskabel. We say the Kaddish Tiskabel by once a tefillah. Once a tefillah, right? At the end of Shachar, the end of the Musa, the end of Milcha, the end of Mar, and the Kippur, the end of Nila, and have the phrase Tiskabel. On Tisha B'Av, we say, right before Elena, what would have been the Kaddish Tiskabel, we omit the phrase Tiskabel. So that's the Kaddish Sholem. So Achar say the Kedusha after Volotzion, right? After the Kinnis, after Volotzion. Ain't on Mashim the Kaddish Tiskabel Toson. Before Kinnis Tashinim, before Kinnis, וגם בשחרס מגן אחכינס אין המשים קארי זה טעם של דובר משום דקסיב בכינס גם כעזק ואשר יססנו we say also at night amar we say a kaddish before Elenu after the kinnis but we don't take this kabbal and the truth is before we said it as maesa we say but not after anyway because of sosam tfilosi shasosam also tfilosi merob avelas so it's intent avelas okay now that is more like a beis avol there's an interesting question whether you say this kabbal and beis avol the more widespread practice you do say this kabbal and beis avol some don't I think there's some the Ricky Vega is who he thinks you absolutely should. There was a story once, I think I've told you, there's a certain town, Shochet, part of the Shochet's job, he made it for $1,000, he ran the oven on him. That was part of the Shochet's job. So the Shochet said, we're going to say Tiskabel. So the people were so upset that they kind of give it. They said, we're going to pass the Shechita, he's going against the minute. So he wrote back at you. He's right. He's supposed to say Tiskabel. Anyway, but that's okay. Ulamacha Bayom, we say Valotina. We also don't say Lam Natseach. We leave out. Also, Yom Tzor, Lam Natseach, Yan Hashem Yom Tzor, because Mishum Moed. Amazing. What greater day of Tzor is in Tishba? We omit Lam Natseach Yom Tzor because of Moed. Okay? And then that's in Shin Yud Aleph Nokech. And Shin Yud Beis Nokech says again, he quotes different people, so that's why it's a different presentation. The same idea, say the Tzila Motzian, Sifrei Torah, we saw Hashishim after upon, Roma after and Brochus and Morgan, the Kinus, Asher Valtian, below, and he's as a low Lam Natseach, the current Moed, below Tiskabu, the cost of Sosam Tfilosi. Okay, so we omit Tachan, we omit Lam Natseach. Now, if you tell me it's because of Sosam Tfilosa posting Meicha, okay. But because of Moed, should really leave us wondering what's going on here. It's when it's Tisha B'Av, among the Moedim. Dagos Maimonides tells us, at the end of Hilchos Tainis, he has Menhagei Tisha B'Av. So he tells us in Surah 17, not only on Tisha B'Av, but look what he says, there's an error of Tisha B'Av B'Mincha. Even next, a lot of times we don't say Tachan B'Mincha before. So next Monday afternoon. Says the Agos Mamet, we don't say Tachanun, not only on Tishba, but even Erev Tishba, Mincha time, like Friday afternoon, we don't say Tachanun. Right? The Erev Yontav, we don't say Tachanun, he says same thing. Nogush Matchina Mishum Dikim Moed. Same thing, Dikim Moed. Okay? The Mordechai, in Moed Cotton, from his Tov Kuf Lam and Dalad, the end, Agos Mordechai, and Hilchus Tishba of 18. You're at Tishba Shechol, it's Motzei Shabbos. Not this year, but sometimes Tisha B'Av is Saturday night. Next year will be like that. Ein on v'noam mishum dekom below tzid koscha. You don't say tzid koscha on Shabbos afternoon. It's because of Moed. The Maharil and his Minhagim and Chosheros v'tam Tisha B'Av Osi Yudches in this edition 19 Mincha be'erev Tisha B'Av ein on v'tchina v'im Tisha B'Av yom Aleph ein on v'mtzut tzid koscha. Three psukim tzid koscha. Then Vitzil Kosra and Tzidian Tzid Kosra, the three. So there are a lot of times abbreviated in the poskim Tzutz, Tzadi Vav Tzadi, Tzid Kosra. B'Shavuz Mincha, V'chein of Mordechai, because it's Mikri Moed, and so on. Anyway, and we don't say it's Shavuz. He says, so I'm saying you should say Tzid Kosra, because Tzid Kosra is Tzid Kadin. So what better day to say Tzid Kadin than Erev Tzid Kosra? Okay, different Minhagim, but again, the Minhag seems not to do it, and he didn't say, even on Tzid Kosra Sunday, he didn't say it at Mincha. So I'll go Sashri. Right in Masechet Tainus on the Rosh Paragdalot Tumim Lamaches 20 Erev Tishba Cholzim in Alim Vyoshul Oretz. Right, we take off our shoes. We sit on the floor. Kedar Chavelim VeOmer Shatzu V'Spalam Ma'ariv VeOmer Kaddish VeGam Tiskavel VeMchal Motzoi Shabbos Ein Omrim Tzikosa VeNikra Moed. Again, Nikra Moed. And then I go to Rashi writes something else unique about Tishba compared to the other Tainus. Something else we're missing. Slichus. Every other Tainus we say Slichus. Right. Shilosu V'Tamlus and. And the Tzom Gedalia, and the Tzom Tevis, and Tanis says, we don't say Tishra, we don't say Slichas. Okay, we say Kinnis, but we don't say Slichas in the proper place. Kvar Nogo Vesenu, now some people did, but the Agos Hashi writes in 20, Kvar Nogo Vesenu V'chalam HaKomo Shalonu, She'ein Omrim Slichas B'Tishra, V'shum Dikli Moed, U'mitzo Oyen L'Kayim, and they go Vesenu, we have to be Mekayim, the minute of our answers, that's the minute. So the taka, we don't say slichas. So we don't say slichas, we don't say taka. Why? All because of Ikri Moed. So I want to mention one other thing. What's that? Yeah, okay. That doesn't seem to be, I don't think that's the reason why they, why they did it.
It's not because of a story. Like we keep two, isn't one of the reasons we keep 2 days to be on because of the sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe that's the same. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's something else. But anyway, I just want to, the tour, by the way, is a side point because they talk about, I should have mentioned this in the past, you look back in I forget where it is, it says, the Rokech, back in 15, it's mentioned in Aleph, says that if Tisha B'Av lands on Thursday, you also don't say Kelach HaPayim when you take out the Torah. The little paragraph, Kelach HaPayim, that sometimes goes like Tacharon, like in Chodesh Nisan, we don't say it, so we don't say that, we take out the Torah either. It only mentions over there if fish roll lands on Thursday. So if fish roll lands on Monday, the answer is can happen. That's why it doesn't make it up. That's the Torah. Points out, according to our calendar, Tishrei is never Monday. Think about it. You never had Tishrei. Right, the general rule. They're not always right. Some say more than one. Whatever, yes. So the Torah, Paskin, and Sinat Tavkuf, and the Tzav, Chaim, and Chaltis, and Shabbos, or Motzei Shabbos, Ein Omrim Tzutza, Tzidkos, Amid, the Havar, Shchodesh, and Chalas, Bechav, and Shabbos, just like Rosh Chodesh. Really? Just like Rosh Chodesh, really. Tishrei is just like Rosh Chodesh, a Moed, really. I mean, it's hard to imagine. So, you know, and the Tishrei of Nami, he said, yeah, the Tishrei of Nami, Ikri Moed, because Tishrei is also Moed. Again, it should go against him. Ein Omrim Tchimas, Ikri Moed, Yuchal, Bezehei, Omer, Kerach, Apayim, the ain't omer who rachum is far. Ain't it's a different hugging like a kachas. It's a different hugging like kelach apayim. And so the preacher points out, no da the chal b'sheni ledidon and yochel chal b'sheni. The Torah right there falls on Monday or Thursday, but the preacher points out, according to our ruach, will never fall on a Monday because the Tisha B'av is always like the first day of Pesach. Tisha B'av is always the same day of the week as the first day of Pesach was that year. We once went through that. The Atbash, yeah. So first day of Pesach was never a Monday. First day was never Sunday night. Never, Bidikos Chomes never Sinai. I never. So Monday, Alo Badu Pesach, the first day of Pesach will never be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Never. So Tishrei is also never Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Anyway, so how do we paskin? Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch brings this in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Beis first in Kuf Beis. Talk about Erev Tishrei B'Av. Ein Omrim Tchira Etchina Erev Tishrei B'Av Mincha Mishum Dikim Oed. In Shabbos, ain't no tzidkos. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's Moed. We don't say Tachan on Shabbos on Erev Tishrei B'Av even. Okay. However, Mr. Shabur points out in Sukkot Lamed that in the morning, let's say Tishrei B'Av is Motzei Shabbos, so we don't say tzidkos. So in the morning, you do say Avarachamim. Okay, that's Mr. Shabur. We do say Avarachamim. All right. That's in Sinat Tavkuf Nun Beis. In Sinat Tavkuf Nun Tes. In Siv Dalet on Tishrei B'Av itself, Tavkuf Nun Beis was talking about Erev Tishrei B'Av. Now on Tishrei B'Av itself. Okay. Again, then he also mentions that the Ramos says all the kaddishes you say after Eicha until Mincha, you don't say Tiskabel. All the kaddishes aren't too many, but okay, it's just another problem. And he talks about Kelach Hapayim and Lam Natzeach. You don't say it. So again, all this is because it's Mikri Moed, and the Mishabur and Sikhot, you're dying there. It's a tough group of that's what he says. Mishabur says Kiddushim Karlai Moed. That's that pasuk. Karlai Moed. Okay? Now, it's interesting because the Mishabur does say that if somebody dies, and after a Hesped, you're allowed to have. That far, we don't include it as Yatim. You're allowed to have a Hesped on Tisha B'Av. That's okay. The Chola Hu Yom Kabul of Chir Hesped, Linyan Zeh, Lo Shchir Ma'i Di Kori Ma'i. However, the Lavush points out in Sif Yud of Sim Tav Kuf Nun Tes 27, Meis B'Tisha of Ein Omer V'Lo Tzidik Adin. Mishum Dikri Moi. The long Tzidik Adin, you know, the Rachon Tzom, somebody dies, so we say a long, you know, the Avela, the immediate family says a long, more than a paragraph, a couple of pages, called Tzidik Adin, but if it's, if it's Chol HaMoed, if it's Chodesh Nisan, if it's Hanukkah, so Tishma also don't say Tzidik Adin. Okay? Now, it's interesting that, and just to wrap this up, this point it up, this is all setting up the question of why in the world do we treat Tisha B'Av as a Moed? It's just very, it's counterintuitive. Oh, so let's see. I should get to that.
More key for him.
Okay. Yeah. So far we have to find the parallel to Tisha B'Av. You know, my son likes to point out that the drush of Yom Kippur, the Purim, you never hear anyone speak of that in Kippur. Right? You never hear anyone speak of before Kol Nidre. You know, today's really like Purim. Purim, everybody says that drush. But nobody in Yom Kippur gets up like Kol Nidre and says, today's really like Purim. You know, that wouldn't work, I think, in most Kol Nidre drushes. But anyway, but that's, In Hilchos Tachanun, everything I read to now is, you know, the Shohar was in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. In Hilchos Tachanun, that's in Archaim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph. So again, the Shohar Paskin Siv Zion 31. Uminag Pashut, the widespread meaning, Shalom Lipa Pnei B'chol Chodesh Nisan, the Lo B'Tisha B'Av. Okay, and the Mishabur adds, we've got Mamadei, and it includes the Mincha before. The Mincha before we also don't say. So again, we have to. So I skipped in Hilchot Tan, the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry, I just want to mention. Look back in 28, the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kuf Lamed Al, that same Simon Arachayim, says, B'tisha B'Av ein nofon aprem dikri ovel, there's a different reason, not dikri mod, but the day of Avelis. The ovel iska shalchag, there's a relation between Avelis and Yontif. Okay, that's based on a posting in almost Perkhez posting, Gil 29, V'fachti chagechem la'evil. I'll turn all your holidays into days of Avelis. And a Gemara Mod that's all made as a drasha, that an Ovel, how do we know, you know, one thing an Ovel is not supposed to do, he's also Malacha. Hava doesn't go to work. By Kema, Hava do malacha. So the Gemara has the siva fakti chagechum eva machag also malacha, Hava also malacha. So there, the Beis Yosef seems to be saying that the omission of Tachlon on Tisha B'Av is also veil is somehow related to Chag. Okay, I want to put that into full disclosure, but Lamaisa, most of the Rishon that we saw, including the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere, tied it into this Moed. So we need to understand what does it mean that Tisha B'Av is a Moed. So I'd like to suggest four possible approaches and give us a different insight into Tisha B'Av without in any way minimizing the intense avail. That's what we started this year. That's in the dawn of Jewish history, right? The Meraglim. This night was a disaster, and it was two Bate Mikdash, and we all know so many other tragedies throughout Jewish history, you know, from the beginning of the Crusades to you know, on Tisha B'Av to the expulsion of Jews, I think, from France and from England, from Spain, all on Tisha B'Av, and later on, you know, World War One on Tisha B'Av, and you know, kicking the Jews out of Warsaw Ghetto, a lot of things, you know, Tisha B'Av. But anyway, so we're not taking away from it, but there seems to be something else to it. I'd like you to take a look in Source 33, the interesting Shalom, the Kiva Eger asks in it, as Chuvas, Madhu Akama, the Psalm, and the Chav Dalit. The Eger asks, this Tapachti, the Uvda Hava, I was a doubt of the following case. The Misha Mutal Erez Dubab is Akama's mother, it's only Yom Kippur. A person was very ill in Yom Kippur. And Harofe Tzilo Lecho B'Yom Kippur. And he had Tzilo Yom Kippur. Okay, doctor's orders, that's Tzilo Yom Kippur. I'll help you. Well, Mispalo Mechadjo, they made a minion in his house. They got a group of people, made a minion in a guy's house, couldn't come to the shul. Recaro Solotoro, and they gave an aliyah, okay? And I was there with Kippur, so he certainly had an aliyah. Because the Kriya's Torah and the Kippur morning, I do a Yom Tov, so he's observing Yom Tov, he's not eating. But they wanted to give an aliyah again by Mincha. So now the question is, what is the Ritzvah Kivayeg is bothered by? What is the status of the Mincha laying on Yom Kippur, Mincha on Yom Kippur? Is that a din in a fast day? We always lay Mincha on a fast day. I guess it's a different laying, but we always lay in a fast day on Mincha. Or is that somehow also din in the Kedush HaYom of Yom Kippur? It's din in the Kedush HaYom of Yom Kippur, so this person can aliyah, but it's a din like a fast day. So the number of Nachtev, Kibbeh is misupik about it. He said, I think he can, okay, but it's mistapachti. Okay, so talk mincha, mishum tainis, okay? Is it more based on tainis, you know, or not, you know? So it's a little unclear, okay? So he says the Tzarchian. Just to not out that question, you know, the Rav pointed this out, you know, that our practice, you notice, okay, you'll think about it, you notice in Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we have a special trump for the laning, special tune that we lane differently, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, than we do a regular Shabbos Yom Tov on Monday or Thursday. But Mincha Yom Kippur, what do you do Mincha Yom Kippur? Do you lane the Yom Narayim trump, or you lane the week, the regular trump? Our practice is laying the regular trump, which implies there's not really Yom Kippur. Now you have the Machokas and Chalam Amor, when you have the Haftorah, Mafti Yonah, Mincha and Kippur, where do you end the concluding brachas? Mug and Dogged, like on a fast day, you add Allah Torah, Allah Voda, and Mechadish Shalom Yom Kippur. Our practice was we stop Mug and Dogged. So that implies it's more like a fast day dip. Anyway, that's the Kiva Eger's suffix. The Mincha Salazar, the Munkachu, Rabbi Chalak Beis, when I'm doubt, so it's 34, he thinks Yom Kippur is Pashad Hu. He doesn't think it's a suffix. The Yom, Kaddishu, the Chol Yisrael, and everyone asks him, Chol Yisrael, Torah, and he thinks the same thing in Mincha, and he thinks that it's, you know, he thinks that it's, even Mincha Yom Kippur is Machma Skul, it's Kedusha the Yom. So the Kriya, now what I want to bring out from the Chalot's Lashon is that laning has to do with the Kedusha the Yom. That's what he says in Yom Kippur. Now the question is, what about Tisha B'Av? What's the story with Tisha B'Av? So, obviously Tisha B'Av is a fast day, but there's a laning on Tisha B'Av, both Shachris and Mincha, like on a fast day. But the Chassam Sofer raised an interesting question based on a personal story. In Chelek Arachayim, Sim Kuf Nun Zayin, 35. Beyond Tisha B'Av, Tuf Kuf Ayin Aleph. In Tisha B'Av of the year, Tuf, what is that now? It's Tuf Shin Ayin Zayin. So it's 206 years ago. So
what was the reason not to give him an aliyah?
Because it's not fasting. So it's a dinner fast station, not aliyah.
So that one person changes the status of the one.
For him, he can't get aliyah. He can't get aliyah. Other people can get aliyah. Yeah. It comes up, I'll tell you, it comes up in the Shulchan Aruch. You know, there's some people who fast with the Chaynes Bahab. Bahab, you know, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Pesach and after Sukkah. So most people don't feel. Let's say there's something in Yeshiva. They don't fast in Yeshiva. They say Sukkah. But they have a minion. It's very hard to get a minion. So they bring in a few other guys. So someone's not participating, can't get an aliyah. at Mincha, they can count as a minion. But they can count as a minion.
Right.
If you have 10, you have to have 10 people.
If he's not fasting.
Sixth over the fifth.
If they're not six, can you read the Torah? Yeah, that's what I thought.
But if you have the other four, and he's one of them, but he can't leave, he's not participating. But that's... So Sam Sofer is wondering about this. He says in Tishrei Tavkof Ayin Al, so it's 18, 10, 11, whatever. Okay, Hachleisi, I myself was sick. Utsrachti lishtos. I had to drink. I knew Kip was sick. So sick. There are to be diet, and I was wondering. Now I'm going to go to shul, and in my base medrash, okay, and I'm going to call me up for mincha for my shlishi. Bye bye. How? What should I say? You know my. So he said, but nearly partially the chalti lalas with harlin because my chalti chalkon sharkon. He says, and he's not talking about kippur. He said, I think it's pashut like any other, I can call with anybody else. Why? So he says, because this is not like the Bahab, okay? This is, he talks about it. He says, this is a day that every Jew is involved in this day, okay? And he says, basically, it's not true. It's a Yom HaTinus. It's still Tisha B'Av. I personally am not fasting because of a medical reason. But it's still, and it falls short, but I'm trying to draw out from this. He says there's almost like a Kedusha Sayom. It is almost like a specialness to the day. That's one answer, one reason he gives. I'm still in the Kedusha Sayom, so to speak. Again, it's not a Kedusha Sayom in the class, that's we'll get there. Yeah, okay. So we could say, there's no questions allowed to eat. The question is he allowed to get aliyah? And so, for example, can he say aneinu? We own home tani seinu. He's not fasting. We're not angry at him. Of course he can eat. But the question is, can he get aliyah? So some say yes, because the lading has to do with the day. Not only that, but he said two other reasons. He says, number one, when it says you're allowed to eat in a tainus, you can eat what you need to eat. But you can't go down and sit down and have a 7-course dinner. Okay, whatever the doc. Well, so he's still fasting.
Before you have to have less than a...
Right, you don't have to do that on Tisha B'Av.
You don't have to
do that. Right, but still, so let's say a doctor says he's got to drink orange juice. He drinks a few cups of orange juice. If he doesn't, then now, okay, so sit down and have a whole fish dinner and some pasta. And all. Right, so says the Chassam Sofer, so I'm still bound by the laws of the fast. I can eat a little bit. Furthermore, he says, there are other things you're not allowed to do in a fast. You have to not allowed to bathe. So I'm keeping those. So he said, I'm keeping the other inuyim. So he said, so what I just want to bring out, he says, and he says, he falls short of using the word Kedusha Sayom. But I want to bring out, maybe Tisha is called a Moed in the sense that there's a certain specialness. I forgot to print it, my mistake. I apologize. I'll take my word for it. You look it up later. There's a staggering Rambam in the Perish HaMishnah in Tainus. Not found in he doesn't quote this in the Shatari, to best of my knowledge, but the Perish HaMishnah in Tainus, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Vav. He shows that Tisha B'Av in many ways is parallel to Yom Kippur. Unlike the other fast days, in that starts the night before, and had all the five inuyim, that's what he says. He says, "Kedim tanisu, kedim tanis som kippur, rot salomar she'asu rechitza l'sich v'nil chasara v'tash amitza." And that's what he says now. "Umosifin michol ala kodesh." You're supposed to start Tisha B'Av a little early to be mekabel the yom early. But notice, "Mosifin ala kodesh?" Like, what? What is he talking about? Again, he doesn't quote this as well, but, there's something to it. Now, again, first of all, there's an Indian, so we all know, we start Yom Kippur Taka early, we call him, it's always before Shki, and so on, you have to rush, but you get it in. Right, before, you're supposed to be Kabbalah, you're supposed to be Taka, you're early. Okay, but with Taka, and Shabbos, may not be, the Rambam only mentions Yom Kippur, the whole Tumah, what he holds, but anyway, but I just, it's a fascinating Rambam. Mosif Michol ala Kodesh with regards to Tisha B'Av. So that's one idea that somehow, in a way that we don't understand, there's this Moed, there's Kedusha, something in the air that applies to Tisha B'Av as well.
So
approach number one. Number two.
If somebody's fasting, Lamaisa, should they just have a proper Suda? I mean, if they're not fasting, if they can't fast on Tisha B'Av, and it's a Moed, should they have...
Yeah, so that's called they don't go. Well, hold that thought. Not on Tisha B'Av.
Like, two collars and...
Yeah, no. The answer is no. But there is some... Again, we're not going all the way. We're not taking away Tisha B'Av. But there's some aspect to it. Another, that's approach one. Approach two. There's a pasuk in Tillim. Ayin Tes Aleph. Perek Ayin Tes Pasuk 36. Pasuk says Mizmor LaAsaf, famous, tragic capital to him. Mizmor LaAsaf, Psalm Elokim bo garmen achosecha timo esecha kotecha v'somus Yerushalayim l'iyim. Right, the enemies are coming to your courtyard and they made the laid Yerushalayim waste. So the Medrash in Eicha Rabba, Parsha Dalal, Posuk Yud, Simon Yud, Dalal 37, is what do you mean, Mizmor? Mizmor is a cheerful tune, Zmiris. What do you mean, Mizmor la'asav? A song for Asav. God, your enemies came into your place and laid everything waste and defiled everything. You know, we were singing to a marching tournament. What Mizmor la'asav? That's not my question. That says the Medrash, end of the first line of 37. Lama kratzach l'mer ela b'chila asav. A lament to Asaf. Asaf was the family of Levium, right? Nihil Asaf, Kino Asaf. That would have been a more appropriate term than Mizmor Asaf, right? Well, that's the Medrash. Good, but most of them are cheerful, okay? But this is about as depressed. Huh? You don't think, huh?
People
you're saying, why is it
Mizmor? Yeah, they're not me. The Medrash is asking, why is it Mizmor the wrong way? There are other words you could use. Maskal, I don't know, other words. Why did it say, it's a kino that also would have been good. So the Medrash says, I'll tell you why. He brings a marshal to a father. King got angry at his child, whatever. So he was making a building for the child, a chuppah, and he destroyed it out of anger. So why is that cheerful? Let's look at the last two lines. Kach amul also, kadosh baruch hu, hechriv hechal mikdash, ratash haro zamer. Why are you sitting? Yes. Zamani, famous line. Shafach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chamosav Eitzim Al Avonim.
Not on the people.
Below Shafach Chamosav Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't destroy the Jewish people. He destroyed the wooden and stone building. We're still here. Now, that's not to take away from the fact that there's a tremendous. We sometimes overlook it. There's a tremendous loss of human life. Tisha B'Av too. And we sometimes overlook it. We focus on these mikdash, forget the human tragedy. Pay attention to Eicha. A lot of it is on the human tragedy. But still, as a people, we survive. And therefore, there's a certain, you know, happiness. At least that much. Yeah, it's going to rain. Right? So it says the Chassam Sofer in his Peres Torah Moshe on Haftar of Matos, 38. Mikevon sheshava chamos ha'etavonim hayom hazeh niyei salam ha'shon lekecha. We remain, that's a pasuk in Parshas Sovo, 39 Chavzayin Tez of Devarim. At Ayom Azeh, Niyeslam Hashem Hashem Lekecha, some applies that pasuk Tishba. We became a nation. What I think what he means is we remained a nation. All other nations of the world, once their capital, their civilization was destroyed, that's it, they were finished. There's no more Babylonians, there's no more, you know, Persians and Akkadians and Assyrians. They don't exist anymore. Right? So that could have happened to the Jewish. As soon as the temple is destroyed, as soon as the base is destroyed, that could have been the end of us, the nation. Because Baruch Hu maintained, I think that's what it means. He maintained us as a nation. We survived it. And look what he said. This is an end to your goals, it'll be. And Mishum Hachi Tishba Vikimoi. So I'm sorry that that's why it's called a moed. It's called a moed because as tragic, and we don't, as I said at the outset of the shiur, we're not taking away from any of the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. But as tragic as it was, it's in a certain sense a moed. That's what it means, Mizmor la'asav, right? And instead of Kino la'asav. Okay, and the pasuk says in Eichon 40, Tam avon eich pasnion, right? Your sins are done. Okay, lo yosif la'glo seich and so on. So that is, sort of a second approach, that there's a certain sense that a Kodesh Baruch Hu still maintained his relation with us when it could have gone, it could have been done. Not only that, but there's also a famous stira. The pasuk says in Parshas Truma, Shmos Parakafei Pasukov, about the Kruvim, by the Aaron, you know, the cherubim, right, the Kruvim. So it says, each had a face, human face. So which way are they facing? So the pasuk says in Truma, Parakafei Pasukov, my Kruvim, Parshas Chamal Amala, Sochim Mechan Velakwas, Ufneim Isha Lachiv, and Lachavos Yubnei Kruvim. They were facing each other. Good. But the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Divrei Yomim Beis, Paragimel Pasuk Yud Gimel 42, Kanfekum Ela Parsim Amosim Heim Only of Agneim Ufneim Labayis. The face is facing outside towards the base of Mikdash, not facing each other. Mm-hmm. So which is it? So the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tzadi Tesor Al 43, says Keitzar Ein Omdin. Riochon Oz the Charam Or Pneim Yisrochim. The Charam Or Pneim Labayis. One of them said the pasuk in Truma is right. The other one said the pasuk in Divrei Yomim is right. But they're both psukim and Tanakh. So what could it be?
Wait,
it's
doing the instructions.
Well, this one it says. Well, the man Omar Pneim Yisrochim Kan bizman Yisrael Osin Nitzonu Shomakom. Kan bizman Shein Yisrael Osin Nitzonu Shomakom. Okay, you ever go like a haunted house, the face is facing this way, and you turn around and facing the other way. Well, that's here depends on how the Jewish people were behaving. Okay, when things were good, so then they were embracing each other, you know, they're sort of facing each other. That was a symbol that we're osin ritzono shel makom. When they're facing away from each other, so then it's a sign that we're not ritzono shel makom.
We never saw them facing away from each other.
Well, we didn't. Well, let's see. 1 second. So that Rashbam symbol, there's no Rashi there in Rav Rashi at that point. So they have the Rashbam 44. He just says by Moshe it was one way, by Shom was the other way. So it depends. And answer. Look at the last Rashi there. The last Rashbam. Kan Rizman Shisol Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. Heim Hofkin Preim Zelazet Dugmas Chiba Zochar Nekeva Omer Zelazet. Right, similar to Shachar Shabbos, who always is soil. Right, when the Kuma are facing each other, it's like a man and a woman, an embrace, the most beautiful love, and so on and so forth. That's how it was. And eventually, if the things aren't, it's the other way. But here's the problem. Look now, so good, I'm okay with that. But now look at the Gemara Yuma, Nun Dalar Beis, 45. Amar Shlokish. B'shoah, Shem Nichmasu, Nachon Laheichol. When the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikvah to destroy it, Ro Kruvim Hamu'urin Zebozeh. They found the Kruvim embracing. Hotziyon Lashuk, they took them out. They said, "Yisrael Halol, Shabichosim Bracha, Chosim Kola, Yaskud Rom Halol, Miyad Hizilim Shenemar Pasuk Necha Chom Chabdel Hizilu Kiro Erevoso." They made fun of the Jews. In your holiest place, you have something, an embrace. It's man or woman embrace. If that's see it, it's passing. You know, they made fun of him. That's a point. They made fun.
Why were they embracing?
Oh, so that's the pass. 1 second. So let's just look at the person. Eichas Perak Aleph Pasuches. Chet Chot Yishlaim Al King Lidah Hazel Kol Mechabdeh Hizilua Kiro Ervosa. All they made fun of us because they said, you know, first of all, you preach against idols. You have in your holiest place these two idols hugging each other. They made fun of it. Okay, but I'm not saying that right now. But 1 second. If this was the time that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So how were they looking? You just told me before the Gemara Baba Master, that when things were good, so then that's when they were looking at each other. When things were bad, they were facing the other way. What worse time was it than the Chorban HaBayis, that they should have been facing the opposite direction? That's the Kasha. Okay, we showed them where the Kasha and so on. So the Torah Tamima on that Pasuk and Eichon, in the Os Kuvda.
Now and see what's going on.
He was right. So let me know when you find it for me. But that same Sugi in Yuma, Nundal, is where it says the Or is buried on the Yerushalayim. Not where Indiana Jones found it in the movie. You know, it's all Egypt,
the
right?
Vatican.
Right. The Aaron's on the Yerushalayim story. That's what the Gemara says. Right. That same Sugi Yuma. Anyway, so take a look in 48, Torah Tamima. On that Pasuk Eicha Parakala Pasuk Ches, Os Kuf Dalet. Obviously, when the Churban time came, the Jewish people were not doing the will of God, right?
Well,
became law, huh?
It doesn't Chazal say that it was because of Sinem?
Right, even worse. Whatever this first place, whatever it was, but so law, higher Kubur Urdes ever there. They Chama Kravasa, the Shlomar. Listen to this. The Oz based on pro the pray the Kaviyachol this Atzma Ava Yosef Yosef. Listen to this. We're now separating from God. So there's a message here that even at the moment of separation, there is still love from God to Jewish people. Sometimes when you give the person the biggest hug, they're going away for a few days, right? They're not going to see each other for a little while. We just took my son to camp yesterday, right? So, you know, you're not going to see them for a long time. You give the biggest embrace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them, sometimes people are very close, they have to separate, they're on a trip, they're going away, it's a business, or have to move. Sometimes they have to move to outside the country, moving to Israel, whatever. He's saying that the love, at that moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving a message, that you deserve this punishment, I'm destroying the Beis Hamikdash, everything else, but don't think I'm abandoning you. So in that sense, maybe that's another interpretation of the Moedah, because Baruch was just showing, and there's a very interesting drasha, 49. Parashas Drachim. The Parashas Drachim was written by Yehuda Rosenitz, who was an early Achron. He's better known as the author of the Mishnah HaMelech on the Rambam. Right? Everyone calls it the Mishnah HaMelech. So he has a collection of drashas called Parashas Drachim. So number 23, Derek, he says, "Oh, Jesh L'daktik, Rosh Omar Kara Moedah Katsuko." What is this Moed? He's bothered by our question. Also, we don't take Tachim, what kind of business is this? And again, our whole question, right? So, it's a long piece, and the time is going to read the whole thing if you want to take a look. And he asked this question on top of the next page. The Su Hikshubar, Lamandam, Apem, Ishalachim, and so on. He quotes the Rashbam that should have been facing each other. It's the worst time. Okay? So he said, and then it looks a little, maybe a few lines down. What worse time was it in terms of the Jews' behavior when the goyim stormed into the Beis HaMikdash? So how could we find the kum? So he says that not even when I have to punish and so on and so forth, Kadosh Baruch Hu still calls it a moed. Even Sila Kalabar Lishbor Bachra still call it a moed, right? Koma Filu B'Shor Shesila Kolra Hanu Shesor Sheharag Kolat Tzadikim. Right, I have to kill tzaddikim and kill so many people, but still, Karal I moed. It's still a little bit of a moed. And he mentions that actually on a moed, on the Yom Tov, he suggests, the kuvim were always looking at each other. Even when overall the Jewish people weren't behaving, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, they were always looking at each other. Always some kind of positive because of moed. And therefore he ties into that's the moed of Tisha B'Av. And again, the same idea.
During the week they were looking at each other?
If the things weren't good. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even when things weren't good, somehow Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kedush of Shabbos and Yom Tov, they were always looking at each other. That's what he suggests. Okay, but anyway, again, it's a similar idea to Torah Tmima, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, even at this moment, this dark moment, is still showing love. So that really is approach number two, that as terrible as Tisha B'Av is, there's still a love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and that's the Moed aspect. Approach number three is really a continuation of two. Plus it says in Yeshaya, And that literally means I sent to Bavel on your behalf. Okay, the Radak says Bavurchem, for you. But the Gemara has a drush in Megillah Chav Tesamav as though it was written Lemanchem Shulachti Bavela. I too was exiled to Bavel. Right, so Gemara says in Megillah Chav Tesamav Tanya B'Shun Yochamer. But more important for us, Golu Lebava Shchina Nemar Shchina Man Shenemar Lemanchem Shulachti Bavela. And as Hakadosh Baruch Hu Himself came into Golus with us, He accompanied us, didn't abandon us. It's really, I mean, this is point three, but there's even in a moment of Tisha B'Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're in Golus, I'm going with you. You didn't abandon us. Okay?
So the Shechina is in the
Beis HaMikdash, somehow it's going to come above.
It's somewhere in Golus.
Yes, now? That's what Gemara says. Where, how you manifest it is the last thing question.
So Monday really could be?
You're a coded. Yeah. Shafi Yossi, that the shul, yeah. Yeah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Let's say
Beheshu, because Beshaw. Oh, Beshaw, that's what we're talking about. Right, Beshaw, the Shem Shavuzchan. Yes, another Jerusalem.
Like the whole
Ani Buhu. Ani Buhu, right. Because Ani is Ani B'Toch HaGola, right? And Buhu is Buhu HaSub HaZikim, right? Many, right. At this point, there are many Jerusalem like that.
So the
Shechina
never
leaves. Right, never left
us.
I quoted the Ramban, and we should address this in Baba Vasa Saritez. I'm going to leave it out for now. And it just says that... Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's to show the chibah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, same idea. And now you have another pasuk I quoted here, is it also the pasuk Yeshaya Perek Samuel Gimel pasuk test. It's one of the Shevet and Nechem Tav stories. Bechol Tzar Osom. Now it's misleading here.
Wow.
Yeah, look at it. It doesn't say the word lo twice in the pasuk. It's a kriyik siv. Okay, it's Bechol Tzar Osom lo Tzar. In all of our suffering or of our anguish, he's also anguished. Okay, so that too, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed, this is the old thing, again, I said before, you say to your kids, I'll give you something to cry, but sometimes you say to your kids, this is hurting me more than it's hurting you. It's hurting me more than it's hurting you. And as parents, you mean it, the kids don't believe you. Okay, but you have to punish, you have to, I remember hearing a story, the beautiful story about the Chinuch. There was the Kalbach family, Shlomo Kalbach, the great singer, composer, but the Kalbach family is a famous family of German Rabbanim, and he had a cousin also named Shlomo Kalbach who was a Mashkiach for the Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. So they had a grandfather, a couple generations back, I think his name was Shlomo also. So he had, there's a story I read somewhere, he had six sons, and he was very machped at Yek, the German Rabb, that his sons had to come to shul with him in the morning. And if ever, if one of them was too late for shul, he missed Baruch, whatever the rule was, he would not get jelly on his sandwich that day. That was as hard as a kid. Kids want the sweet, not get jelly. But any time that happened, the father didn't take jelly on his sandwich either. Wow. Right? He didn't put jelly. If any one of the kids wasn't getting jelly, the father wasn't taking jelly either. Right? Even over Torah, anyway, that in the Chilta, in Parshas Bo, in the Masechta Pesach, Parshas Yudalid, the quotes is also because Baruch is also with, always with us, and the Tsar and so on. Okay, so that is so basically, we have three ideas of Tisha B'Av being the day of Moed, right? The idea that Kriyas Torah, the Rambam calls him assuming Kodesh Alchol, the idea that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Taka showed love, you know, by not destroying the people, by leaving us the nation and destroying only Eitzim Avonim, the idea that he accompanied us into Golos, okay? And now, with the, something that was the fourth thing, and that is Lasid Lovel. Lasid Lovel. He was a famous, he was Shalmi and Brochus, Perk Beis, Halacha Dalit, source 57. Umda Havi Bechad Yudoi, the Havi Koim Radi. A guy was, I can read the Prime Moshe explained in Hebrew. There was a certain Jew who was plowing, not near Shalim, someone is plowing. And the animal bellowed, or whatever the word is, barked, I don't know, it wasn't a dog, whatever the animal was, made noise. So Avar Chad Arvoy, there was some Arab nomad there who somehow understood the animal was talking, and he said, Bar Yudai, Shari Tarchav, Shari Kan Kanka, Achar Beis Mukdashon. The animal somehow sensed, and he understood the animal said, your temple is just, your Beis Mukdash is destroyed. Stop plowing, stop, your Beis Mukdash is destroyed. You read in the, right, he says, this is the day your Beis Mukdash is destroyed. Okay, and somehow he understood that. Right after that, the animal made another such noise, and he said to him, "I'm going to buy you dog, buy you dog. Tie your animal back up. Go continue plowing." The Hayolid Malkum Mashiach, because the Mashiach was born. Right away, Mashiach was born. Amalei Mashmei Menachem. That's my name. Right? So what's the name Menachem? Okay, it means the Comforter. In other words, the implication of Rishalmi is that on the very day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Mashiach was born. And the Medrash Esther Rabbah also, and the Psicha Esther Rabbah also.
Well, born or will be.
Well, again, the seeds were planted from the born. That's okay. I hope you understand.
This is the marker.
What?
The day of the Churban.
That's what. Yeah. I don't know any other marker. Yeah. It means, or at least the possibility. I don't know how we understand it. There's a measure as to
Rabbah. Like Hashem created the mouth of the.
The Berach Moshes. Yeah. What do you say?
He's standing online
when he's near
the well.
Right. Okay. A few things got to be. That's something else. But there's the Medjin Esther Rabbah. Esther Rabbah because we have, you know, sometimes the Torah or the Navi uses the word Vahaya and sometimes Vahi. Why does it sound Vahi? Vahi Mechashverosh. Okay? Vahaya Kisavol Art. So how come sounds Vahi comes from Vahaya? So that Medjin Esther Rabbah says that if it's bad, it's Vahi. If it's a good thing, it's Vahaya. So the Medrash asked the Kasha in the 59, Eisun Lei, V'haya Kasha Nukkida Yushalayim. There's a passage that says, V'haya, when Yushalayim was destroyed, that's a bit. So why did it say V'haya not V'hi? V'hi? Om alone, Afayi Inatzar, Elasimcha Shebo Bayom, No Lebenach. That's another marker. On that very day, the Comforter was born. So again, you see a Medrash that says that on Tisha B'Av Gufa, the seeds for redemption were already planted. The Beis Yosef quotes a fascinating minig. He says it's wrong. Okay, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dal, he quotes a rush. Apparently, some people ask, after we know that certain restrictions of Tisha B'Av are relaxed after mincha in the afternoon. You can sit on a chair. So someone asked the rush, so what about, can you wash? And someone said, well, wash your face and hands. So that says no. And Chalila, Chazkovitz can't do that. It's, you're not allowed to do it, and so on. But look at the last couple of lines. Ach mina kodum. There's an old minik, says the Beis Yosef. Shehanoshim is in tough quotes in the Bible at the end. Shehanoshim rochtos roshim in a michol amala. That's women who used to wash their face beyond Tisha B'Av. Who's a kainim harishonim hikuzev also smach ledavar amasha omru ba'agada ki amashiach nolad beyond Tisha B'Av. That's not right. Some people, and I think my wife also makes the beds erev Tisha B'Av after them. After the mincha. Or in Yerushalayim, the old Yerushalayim, they used to sweep up the house on erev Tisha B'Av afternoon. You know, it's somehow, it's almost, that's what it says.
Not the whitewashing the walls.
What's that?
Something, the whitewashing.
Maybe, I don't know. But it could be. But he says, so even on Tisha B'Av itself, there's a little bit of that sense. Now, someone asked about a meal before, right? The meal.
So that we don't.
But look what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So right before that Rambam, that astounding Rambam, was sitting in Chol HaKodesh. But look at the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Nun Bei Siv Tes, right? Ramo writes, Agor Ramo, Omineb Chol Gus Ashkenaz Lechol Suda Kuv HaKodesh Mincha. Our minig is, on Monday afternoon, we have a big suda before Mincha. Usually I make a minyan for Mincha at 6 or whatever. I haven't seen the time yet. And then you have the suda of Sekha, it's the last minute you eat, is the egg, you know, on the floor and the ashes. Okay. But no two cooked food, and so on. So, Rechakach, Mishwal Mincha, Ochum Suda of Sekha. Vinogin la harbos ktsas besuda vishonim. And an earlier meal should be a bigger meal. And the Rambam explains why. Kedeshlo yazik lamatinus. So you'll be able to have enough nourishment for a tinus. Right, because you have to stop, like he says, holu posimel yom kol yom kippurim. You start a little, stop a little early. I don't think he says, doesn't say mosimel chol hakodesh, but he mentions he start a little early. The Mohan Avram, in Sirkot Yudalot, gives another reason. He says, v'lim niritim atam acher, v'nesha bizman b'yishena ha'yantav. You know, in the time of the b'yishena, they didn't observe Tisha B'Av, what the basis was standing. So what are you mourning? It's there. It's back, right? Says the Maharam, not a meal on Tisha B'Av. He says a meal on Erev Tisha B'Av. Not going to eat on Tisha B'Av. You have to eat, okay, the minimum. But the eat on Erev Tisha B'Av should be a little bit like a Simcha Dika Suda. We don't go so far like we say in Erev Yom Kippur to make it a Shabbos Dika meal, you know, with like the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov meal. But not that far.
Which one are we talking about? The
very last meal just was the egg.
Yeah, that, by
but the previous one, the meal, the big one, should be a little bit of a Kama Dika meal. That's the Rambam quote. Why? Because it's a bitachon, you know, that the days going to change the back of the day of Simcha. And finally, to come full circle, this will finish Orach HaShulchan, right? The Tav Kuf Nun Beis, if you doubt. We start with Tachron, we'll finish with Tachron. Ein Omrim Tachron V'Mincha V'Erev Tisha B'Av, V'Shum Dikli Moed, V'Chein Ein Omrim Tzikosna Tzerev V'Mincha V'Shabbat Erev Tisha B'Av, V'Gam B'Tisha Atzmo Kein, In Yon Hu, he tells why. L'Simon Kiyan Muftochem V'Hashem Yisbarach, She'od Yishapchu Hayom Ha'elam Mo'adim V'Simcha V'Yom Tovim. That's why I don't say Tachron. Because today we're looking forward, it's Takam Yisimcha. And that's the Pasuk in Zechariah. He said they're all the fast days, okay? So if the one of Ireland does all the fast days.
This is like the Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is not that kind of fast day. There's no avails in Yom Kippur. The Pasuk in Zechariah, Perchez, Pasuk Yutez, Ka'amar Shen Tzokot, Tzomar Vir, Tzomar Hamishu, Tzomar Shri, Tzomar Sir, Yiel HaBeis Yehuda, L'Sosom, L'Simcha, L'Marim Tavma, Arsha Shom HaHavu, so that we have a bitacha that these days are going to be days of simcha. So therefore, we make even on the darkest day of Tisha B'Av, perhaps approached them before, a little moed aspect of Tisha B'Av as well. Again, it doesn't take away from what Tisha B'Av is supposed to be, but it's a little bit as if our Shulchan writes so beautifully on Muftachim Hashem Yisbar. We want to show our bitachon. Shavu Yisach Yom Ha'el and other Simcha Yom Tov, which should happen every Yomeinu. Shavu Yom Meaningful. That is also a question. Why we don't do this? Yom Kippur is not a day. That's a different shot. Okay, that's a good question.
Wouldn't one be hoping that...
Yeah,
don't you hope you don't have to...
But you're busy.
I mean, they're preparing... The-